God is bigger than the barriers. Today's reading was Genesis chapters 10 and 11 and Acts chapter 2 verses 1 through 13. We often look at Jesus as the second Adam, as Paul mentions in 1 Corinthians 15, which we read back on day 2. However, I think we tend to kind of overlook how through Christ, the division of people due to language that we find in today's reading with the story of the Tower of Babel, where early on, men had all a common language and had the grand plan of building a tower to heaven. And through that, eventually, their languages became confused, and they spread out across the earth. And how, on the day of Pentecost, after Christ's ascension, when the Holy Spirit came down on the apostles, we pretty much see the effects of the Babel rebellion being reversed at the day of Pentecost, when the apostles are preaching the gospel and all these people from all the nations, all these different nations, are there in Jerusalem who have different languages. They're hearing the gospel in their language. Basically, God, through the Holy Spirit, removed the language barrier that basically would have previously kept them from coming to Christ. Often, we tend to look to use barriers as an excuse for not witnessing to people. We think that the circumstances that either they're going through, that we're going through, or just the current circumstances or differences between us are just too big to adequately share Christ with them. Well, when the story of the Tower of Babel and the Day of Pentecost are basically put into context, we see that there are no circumstances too big, really, for the Holy Spirit to use you to share the gospel with others. So, when you are out and about and you feel the Spirit prompt you to share Christ with someone, don't let those barriers prevent you from doing so. Remember, God is bigger than any barrier you may encounter.